Right after Kabbalah Satoru, in Parshas Yisroi, comes Parshas Mishpatim. Like the automatic hemshich of Kabbalah Satoru is the Indian of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And that's what it says, Chazal say, Amir Rekivo, V'ach L'Recha K'moicho, Zeh Klal V'Adam L'Batero. That was the story in Shabbos with the Ger that came, the Goy that came to Hillel, and asked to be megayer him, he should be megayer him. Al manas that he teaches him the entire Torah, kishuim in avegalachas. And he said, "Mada lecha sanich lechaver tleisavid v'idach perusha zil gmor." Everything is basically everything is a pirush to the din of, or it's maybe the flip side of haftlarecha kamoicho, but the same yisoid of bein adam l'chaveri. For a certain reason, it seems that maybe bein adam l'chaveri doesn't get the same attention as Bin Adam Lamakim. How many people prepare, get Sfarim to prepare for the Haggadah? It's also CPT, it's Mitzrayim, it's also giving over, but Betzman is Bin Adam Lamakim preparing for Pesach, preparing for the Yom Tovim, Ukidayimah, but for some reason, Bin Adam Lachaveri, you don't really hear people, all Musar Sfarim, I don't know how many people still learn Musar, but it's something which Lechura needs Chizik, and it could be that since it's a mitzvah tweedus, they say that Shabbos doesn't get the same attention as the rest of the Yom Tovim. Who buys farm to prepare for Shabbos? It's not so many people. Why? Because it comes every week. It's like a davar muvan meilav. Bein Adam L'Chaveri is every day. Meila doesn't get the special attention. If we'd have a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveri once a year, so then maybe in Echanami we would be making ourselves differently. The Bali Musa say that the reason why Bisrael Salanter's Yartza was this week, it was Nifta the week of Mishpatim, because he was Omal his whole life to be Machzir, the give Bein Adam L'Chaveri the proper status, to give Choish and Mishpat the same Dargo, the same Maila as Urachayim, that should be Bein Adam L'Chaveri is as Choshev as Bein Adam L'Vakim. The truth is that in the Rishonim, some Rishonim say Fakir, that Kundamani to Rosh, it says that Bein Adam L'Chaveri is more Chomer than Bein Adam L'Vakim, because every Bein Adam L'Chaveri has two. It's also Bein Adam L'Vakim. Every mitzvah Bein Adam L'Chaveri is really Bein Adam L'Vakim and also Bein Adam L'Chaveri. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah on it, and the person who practically is going to benefit from your mitzvah, or the opposite. This parsha shows clearly the chomer of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. It says, "Vayikol Amanav Yasmu Lisanam Vayoki Yitzak Elay Shmoya Shema Takosam." Rashi says right away, Chazal say that they don't need to go to anybody else. They don't have anybody else to help them out. I'm the one that helps them out. And the terrible English that it says, Nachman Litzlan, but Mitzad Sheni, I remember Nassim Tzvi speaking once, I think it was on Rosh Hashanah before Tzkiyas. And he said over from, he was talking about taking somebody else's food by the table in the olden days in the mirror. He used to put out six pieces of chicken for six people, and that's how it was. So he said, he was talking about taking, that was just his mashal, but to take something else that belongs to somebody else. He was saying that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that Chazal say that Satun upinino l'shem shemayim niskavnu. Satun upinino l'shem shemayim niskavnu. That's really the aftero of Chanosh. But and it says that every time when Chano had a child, that two of Penina's children were nifter. Every time Chano had a child, two of Penina's children were nifter. And as an einish for what she did, she was maitziker. She would ask him, "Did you buy clothing for your children? Yeah, did you buy whatever?" She would say that she should get her to daven. And the shaila is, if Chazal are able to say about Penina that it was l'shem shemayim, then she was really l'shem shemayim. There's no question about it. It's not like we hear people, "Oh, l'shem shemayim, it's l'shem shemayim." But you never really know. Chazal are telling you l'shem shemayim. You know she's l'shem shemayim. So what happened? So why did she get such a terrible einish? And Rav Chaim Shlevit said that because Bein Adam L'Chaveri is fire. Fire, you could have the best intentions, but if you stick your hand in the fire, then it gets burnt. Because that's the metzias of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. That's the metzias. So what was she supposed to do? Obviously, that wasn't the mahalach, kinyur. The mahalach of being meitzikr, that kinyur wasn't the mahalach. That's the chomer of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Mitzad sheni, we find that the mission that we say in the morning, all of them are Bein Adam L'Chaveri. kibudavim ugmir chasadim ashkamas meish men deshachis harvest is not bikor cholim levayis ameis chnasas kalo. Even tefillah is also, Rashi says, gemon nafshi is chesed, is also considered benon lachaver. Rashi and Shabbos says on this. Most of them, 9 out of 10, basically are benon lachaver. It's the tremendous schar of benon lachaver is also equal to the mitzvah. It shows the chaymer both this way and that way. The chaymer of the einish rachman alatzan, and the tremendous schar that a person has. How that's when we know that schar mitzvah by hal malekel, and we have to work it out with vahayim shemoya. How does that work? Now that we're going through Shema, so we should be able to figure it out. But b'etzem vahayim shemoya tishmo mitzaytay, and because the Baruch is going to give you and mataratz chem yitoyer and malkush, the Rambam talks about it. The Rambam discusses it. L'chora schar mitzvah by hal malekel. What do you mean? If you keep the mitzvah, the Rambam says, I'll give you schar, I'll give you, and if you don't, the vada temehir al mechulu. So the Rambam, that's not schar, betim. That's not schar. That's just if you, the moshel that they say is that if you're traveling from New Jersey, traveling from Lakewood to New York, so if you travel on the back roads, lav dafka you're going to find the gas station, and lav dafka you're going to find the restroom. If you travel on the highway, then every 15, 20 miles there's going to be a restroom. Traveling on the richtige veg, if you're going on the right path, with the Torah tells you, then automatically you're going to have the rain will come down, and whatever you need is going to happen, because that's the way that's not the schar, that's not even schar. This is something in addition. Schar is something more than that. It's something, is the zeichel advarim harbe. It's the more than the regular schar. And the truth is that there's another schar that's a barlam hazeh. About what mitzvah ben adam l'amokim do we have that amavral midoysav mavirim layakol pshoy? Somebody that Chazal say that's the surefire way to make sure that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is moichal a person. Amavir al midoysav mavirim layakol pshoy. If you're mal midoysav, that means that you're not makbar on the person. Somebody does something to you, and that's it. You go weiter. You smile and go weiter. Nunu. Somebody smile. It's not so easy. A person all these things, they're not easy, but the schar is tremendous. A person just thinks about it. It's I like to say, I heard that Ramatizio said this before Rosh Hashanah. He says it when he gets to Rosh Hashanah. He says a lot of times things happen on Rosh Hashanah, they get a person upset. Either the person that they put next to you to daven, and he davens in a certain way, and it bothers you, or he takes up to three of the seats, and Corona, he doesn't wear a mask, he does wear a mask, whatever it is that bothers you next to you, all types of things. It's just, it's a mesugol on Rosh Hashanah very often these types of days, it's Hashanah Yom Kippur for things to happen to get a person upset. And it's just really an opportunity. If a person looks at it beforehand, going into Rosh Hashanah, I'm waiting for that opportunity. Right? It's like imagine somebody would come over to tell you before, and by the way, somebody goes over to somebody else and he slaps him across the face. So he gets tremendously upset, and he gets starts turning into a rage, and his face turns red, and he wants to do mamash, take the person apart. Understandably, imagine somebody came before and told him 3 minutes before, and he says, by the way, somebody's going to come over to you and slap you across the face really hard. You should just know that there's somebody looking in the back. He wants to see how you're going to respond. He's looking, it's potentially he wants to hire you. And depending on how you act, that's going to really depend on whether or not you're going to get hired. Sure enough, 20 seconds later, somebody comes over and slap across the face. Your reaction is going to be totally different. Why? You know what's on the line. It's an opportunity. I'm not going to take him down. This is an opportunity to get a great job. When a person comes into Rosh Hashanah and he knows that something's going to happen. Something might happen that's going to get me upset. They're going to put somebody next to me. I ask them to put me in an aisle seat, and they put me smack in the middle. Exactly in the middle. Now's my opportunity. Marvel Midesev, instead of going over to the Gabe and giving it over his head, Marvel Midesev, Kodesh Baruch Hu right now is giving you, here's your opportunity. Here's the opportunity. Marvel Midesev, Marvel Midesev, Marvel Midesev. That's the schar, the additional schar, an Olam Hazeh of Bein Olam Chaverim. Person's Marvel Midesev. Not only that, there's when a person's mevater, they say from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the Olam says, likes to say, that somebody that's mevater is a tzaddik. He says, I like to say that somebody's mevater is a chocham. He says, I never saw anybody be mevater that who lost out. They say from Shteinman said that he never saw anybody who was mevater lose out, and he also fakert. He never saw anybody that wasn't mevater that gained. But to be mevater is a... A lot of times it happens, a person will come out, give a mashal. They say a story about a certain person that it happened with, so I'll give it as a mashal. But somebody, this is something which could cause very, if you don't own an apartment, maybe it's not as, you own an apartment in the building, and the neighbor comes, and he wants to extend his apartment. And he's going to extend his apartment, it's going to be noise, and it's going to be who knows what, and he's asking for permission. And it might even butt lock some of your... Now, if at the end of the day, the guy, you know you're going to give in. There's no question about it. It's not a suffix by you. It's not a suffix. So you could either make the guy feel really bad and say, what do you mean? But it's going to take away from the sunlight. It's going to be noisy for the next 6 months. And how am I going to sleep? And bichlal, after Corona, I'm very tired. I have to sleep more. And I don't. It's not a chaschil. What should I do? Till you finally give in at the end of the day, the guy feels like he was, a shmata. And that's it. Imagine the guy comes over to you and he says he wants to extend. And you tell him, you know what? I feel so happy for you that you want to extend. Baruch Hashem, your family is growing. I want to do whatever I can do to help you. Besides the fact that he'll probably faint on the spot. But he'll imagine what the guy feels like. It's something which is with neighbors. They say that it's not kedai. Okay, maybe just a piece of advice. They say that a lot of people, they don't like moving to a bigger apartment. You're happy with your neighbors. And v'chulu, so you'd rather extend and build, so that you don't have to move. It says that the good neighbors are only before the moving, before the building. After the building, if you didn't do it right, you got to be very careful. You might not have good neighbors anymore. Not so happy. There's always things. A person has to be extra careful when he's building. When there's other bein adam lechaver beforehand, just go out of his way. First of all, tell them beforehand what's happening, and you know, we give them a little chocolate bar on the door before you start, and tell them that it's starting. And if you have any problems, come to me. All these things, as opposed to if you're just totally misalamim, you don't really care, and that's it. That's what it is. People build, and that's what it is. You have to get the rocks on it. I once found a sledgehammer on my porch. Along with a ton of rocks, but sledgehammer came flying down the porch. Yeah, what happened, you know? Sledgehammer. Where is sledgehammer? That's not a normal thing. But in addition to the vitor, the fact that somebody is mevatar doesn't lose out, and it doesn't have to be something big. It says that Eiv was mevatar from himself. He always the half a shekel, whatever it was. He always gave it to the other person. Whenever it was half a shekel, so it wasn't a shiloh. Who does it go to there? In those days, they didn't have 10 agorot. So who gets the half a shekel? So he was always mevatar for himself. Give it to the next person. And certainly in shalom bayis, and certainly with a chavrusa and with a roommate and vachulu, whatever it is that a person who whatever a colleague at work, there's always opportunities to be mevatar. And a person doesn't live without. And not only that, it feels good to be mevater. At the end of the day, the person feels much better himself, practically. Lamaisa, a person feels better after he's mevater, when he knows that he did a teva for somebody. It feels so much better to give than to take. To take, you got your thing, whatever it was, you got it. It doesn't give you a lasting good feeling. When a person knows that he actually gave something to somebody else, he helped somebody else, he really gave over of himself to somebody else, it's a really good feeling. In the Olam Haba, in the Olam Hazeh, in the Mavra Al Midoisav, in the feeling that it is mitzad, really the whole package is tremendous of Ben Adam L'Chaveri, giving in Ben Adam L'Chaveri, it's a win-win situation. It's just somehow the Yetzirah gets us frazzled at the beginning, and it lands on us, and we're not ready for it, Hulu. But every Ben Adam L'Chaveri, Be'etzem, is an opportunity for tremendous chus. And maybe that's the nekuda. We started off shrevavim with what's the ending of shrevavim. We discussed it. I was thinking just one thing. Maybe that's the reason why Parshas Mishpatim starts with Eved Ivri. Why, out of all the dinim, is Eved Ivri the ending that Parshas Mishpatim starts with? So I was thinking, because it says kol kreina Eved is kreina adon l'atzmai. So when it's kreina Eved is betzem kreina adon l'atzmai. And that's one of the things that they ask a person, lots of love, is Melachto Chavercha Elecha Benachas. Every person, if you look at every person as an Adain, if you look at every situation as the other person is an Adain, I'm going to do whatever I could. You have one pillow, it goes to the other person. You have one. That's how a person will look at every situation, and not just the Eved Ivri that the Torah tells you in Mechuyev to. But every situation, what can I do to the other person? Every person like that. I forgot who it was that they said, somebody was coming to one of the Gedolim, I think that they told him that the Brisk Rav was coming. And because he put on his kapata and he put on his everything and he went running outside, and they saw it wasn't the Brisk Rav. It was Pasha Atari. The person told him it was the wrong person. Kitzer, he went and he took the person inside and he gave him he made him sit at the head of the table and he gave him food and drink. What else could I do? And he stood there waiting for him to finish. Kitzer, after the person left, he said it was just like, you know, Mashulach, I don't know, whatever it was. It wasn't, what was going on? So he said, the truth is that I got ready to prepare myself to be Mechabed the Briskerel. Said when it's as soon as I went outside, I saw that it wasn't Biskarel. However, every yid be'etzem deserves kavod. Every yid deserves kavod. Maybe in a chanami at tamachachum there is a special din to be mechabed at tamachachum more. But every yid be'etzem, I should be mechabed and give him the best, give him everything that I could every time he comes to my house. But Meila, now I had the opportunity. I should stop because I saw it wasn't the chalasa. I was ready to do it. I'm not going to stop now because I saw that wasn't the Biskarel. Maybe that's the Indian of Mishpatim and Shevivim. I heard this week somebody said that he asked Chosh Tam Chacham, a Chassidus Tam Chacham. He asked him. He says, "What's the Shaychus of Mishpatim to Shevivim? Shevivim is the Parshis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is Parshis Kabbalat Tatera. Is Am Kodesh. How does Mishpatim end off as the last Parsha?" So he told him Derech Tachlis. He says, "What do you mean, Pasha?" He says, "Shevivim is Elul. Mishpatim is Din. Mishpatim is Din. That's Rosh Hashanah." He says, "That's." You go in from El to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Indian of Mishpatim as being the end of Shevivim is that the Indian of Shevivim is using the Kreiches that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you for the right purpose. To use your Kreiches for the Inyani Kedusha, the Kreiches that a person is given, the Shefa that he's given, is to use it in the Richtig of Egg. And the same thing with a person's Kreiches, the rest of his Kishreinis and Kreiches and money and everything else, is to use it towards Avodas Hashem, is to use it, to give it to the next person, is Bein Allah Haveri, is to give up from himself, not just be focused on himself, but to use those koiches that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave you for others. Like the Hakdam of the Nefesh HaChaim, that Chaim Lajon's son said that he's always be Moichiach him, that, and tell him that whatever he could do for the Teva of his friend, he should be able to be doing. In other words, you should be focused on the other person, focused on the other person, and that's really to use your koiches for the other person. That's the biggest scheme of the weeks of Shavuot. Agudin Shabbos.